dusty in here.
It is.
It's been a minute.
It has.
How's it going?
I'm scared.
What's bonkers is like we see each other like fairly frequently.
All the time.
Like I see you more than like a lot of like my relatives and shit. But like, and we just released, and this is completely my fault because I sat on them for all like 2.5 years or 2 years, however long it was. I think we recorded them in right after the horrors of, because we're talking about certain things and it's like, yeah, it hasn't gotten better, but we don't talk about that stuff on this show.
No.
Welcome once more to Oof, I Wrote That. My name is Erica. Across from me, as always, is the lovely Sheila.
Hello.
And yeah, we had promised with that last batch of episodes with the grand finale of, what was the name of your story?
Well, we had a little disagreement about that in
Did
the
we?
Last podcast, yes. I maintained that it was called We Happy Few. No.
No, you said that was the speech that was given, that Darcy, that was, yes, the pages that were missing.
The Henry V speech.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, I don't think we argued about it.
No, because I think I told you that it was actually called Triton of the Minnows.
Oh, I remember that as well. That's a long time ago.
Coriolanus. Oh, there's okay. A little deep cut Shakespeare.
Okay, there
for
we
you.
Go. Because Jimmy Darcy was all about the Shakespeare. Oh my God. Oh, it's like slipping into like a bath that's the perfect temperature.
It really is.
It's delightful. Well, we do a pop culture chat first, though, to kind of ease ourselves into this nonsense.
Oh God.
And things, because again, it's been a while since we've recorded.
That's true.
Some things have changed, some things have stayed the same. I'm also doing a Has-Been Hotel podcast now, which is insane, because I think I mentioned it, like, for 5 seconds in, like, the first of those three episodes that we did.
You were doing that back then?
No, not the podcast. I just, like, found out about the show, because Sass had just told me about
it. Oh, I see.
That and Huluva Boss. So it's funny now to hear that. And I was just at a convention, like, cosplaying as one of the characters.
Like, I didn't know you were going to be my new hyperfixation.
Exactly. Like, oh, hello. Because you never know when something is going to grab you by the brainstem and just be like, yeah, you're my bitch now.
Sometimes I wish I felt things as deeply as you do.
Yeah. It's kind of not a great thing. The wallet is very, like,
It can be a life raft, man.
This
days.
Is true. It does help because it's like, let's just ignore the horrors and I'm going to go read about my blurbos on AO3.
Yeah.
You've also gotten me very deeply into niche perfume.
Oh my God, that is new for you since our last podcast.
That's in the last, I want to say coming up on a year.
So I just want to say that this has been my kind of secret hobby for probably like 20 years. And
legitimately secret. I've always known that you like liked perfume because I've been to your house and I've been in your bathroom. So I've seen your stuff and I just, oh, Sheila likes perfume. Okay, cool, whatever. I had no idea.
How deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yes, and holy fuck is it deep.
But you have, this is the thing. Okay, I've been doing this for 20 years, and you have outpaced me within, like, 2 months.
I don't even, but that's just, like, that's the hyper-obsessive, like, fixated, like, whatever the fuck.
But I love that about you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like
you hold tightly to things.
It's fun.
It is.
I'm having
is
a lot
fun.
Of fun with it. There's a lot of, like, once it was, like, oh, perfume can be more than just florals.
Oh,
and you could
get
fucking weird with it.
Yeah.
Or just like overly sweet gourmands and you can get like genuinely insane with this shit.
Yes.
That's when I was on board.
I think if I'm not mistaken, what you love about it is what I love about it, that ultimately it's painting a picture or telling a story.
Like, exactly.
Anyone can smell good. That's basic, right? That's
exactly.
Easy.
Exactly.
But to capture a moment or recreate an emotion that was like maybe forever gone.
That
or
scent memory. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking with Sass, who we have mentioned on this podcast before and who is my co-host on.
Hi, Sass.
Hi, Sass. On You're Watching It Wrong, a Has-Been Hotel podcast. And we're doing side swipes about, because I'm like, oh, how can I make my unhinged hobby work for this? And we're in talks about things about like this as well. I'm picking scents from my ludicrous collection of samples and just being like, which of these kind of match with the characters on the show. And that's been a lot of fun.
I love that. And that's one of the things, too, that I love about scent. Like, when I am testing scents, I'm not really testing for this smells good or this smells bad. I'm testing for, does this feel like me?
Yes.
And I think,
or just the way I want to feel. Like, if I'm going out for, like, big night out, like jazz.
Yes,
like that's
can I
how
create
I,
a persona?
That's how I want to smell when I'm going out to dinner or if we're going out to, like, the something. Like, we have an evening out that we're doing.
Yeah. Like, who do I want to be tonight?
Exactly.
I could put on a totally insane dress and heels or whatever, but it would just be like cosplay. But I can put on a scent and transform myself, mm-hmm. truly.
Well, this was part of the cosplay too, though, which is fun because, like, a while back I was listening to, I think it was the Midst podcast. And the one of the women on there is also very niche perfume obsessed. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, like, the notes for, like, the characters and stuff. And they were on a podcast with some of the Critical Role people. And I think it was Taliesin Jaffe said he has a scent that he wears for everyone whenever he plays a character.
Oh, I love that.
So when he role plays somebody, like, it was Caduceus, Molly Mock, any of his characters on Critical Role, he has a scent that he wears when he plays them because it helps him get into character.
Yes, I love that.
And I'm like, that's rad as shit.
And you can also, so what I will do deliberately, if I'm going on what I think might be like a transformative, incredible vacation, mm-hmm. I might debut a new scent at that time.
Ooh,
I'm not saying
like
I buy a full bottle. Sure. I just mean like I might save a sample for that.
Well, samples are samples, people.
Yes.
Sample.
Can get them for $3.
Absolutely. But sample, then, try it on, don't buy full bottles before you
God
sample.
No. And if you are buying full bottles, buy them from the gray market unless they're like niche local or non-local artisans, mm-hmm. because I cannot be paying Byredo prices.
No.
Like, I just can't.
No.
But if I do that, then I can forever call myself back to that specific moment in time. It's like in video games when you get like a special ability to create a warp point.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. But when I cosplayed, I had on, was it Toskavat's Forlorn Embers? Something like that. Something very kind of like smoky. Because mm-hmm. when I think of, you know, Lucifer, the literal devil from hell, mm-hmm. you need that like smoky thing. And I was like, no, if I'm going to do this, I want to like have a scent to go with it too, because I'm unhinged now.
But I love how you carry smoky scents. Like for me, it's like putting on your mom's best dress when you're 7 years old and like mm-hmm. her pearls. And it's like, this is not me. Like I can aspire to this all day, but this is not me. But I feel like you,
I have
this fire.
I've got like a person. Well, yeah. You know, fire sign.
I know. Well, I wasn't going to say,
like,
I wasn't going to
no,
like-
we can wear, we're talking perfume. We won't ever talk about like recharging crystals on this show. Cause
no,
I do think
no.
that's, if you do it, hey, that's great for you. Not for me.
No.
But there's something to some of that stuff.
I mean, is there?
I don't know.
Maybe actually, Brian and I did like a research deep dive on, is there anything to like, I was born in the winter versus I was born in the spring and this makes me more resilient, or it changes my like gut microbiome. And there is like a little bit of beginning research on that. Mm-hmm. So
I think some of it also, though, is like a nature nurture thing. Like if you start thinking something and you're kind of like, well, I'm resilient because you kind of can make yourself resilient. Does that make sense?
It does. And I also think like horoscopes and astrology are just the Barnum effect.
Oh, definitely.
Writ large.
Yeah.
But it's
fair.
Still fun. Like, am I a Pisces? Yes. But this is my thing, though. I don't like marine scents. They all.
Oh, see, I love
pull
a marine
real fishy.
Scent. Mm. I love a marine. Oh, and you don't like fish.
I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to eat them because they're my kin.
That's hysterical.
I try.
Have you been watching anything? Have you been reading anything?
No, honestly, at night. Oh, actually, I'm in my text-based adventures era.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love that.
So a couple, well, no, like 30 years ago, my friend Sophia and I would like, we were in like fifth grade.
Zork it up or whatever.
Yeah. We would play on her old Apple Mac, like, not the 2E or whatever, but like the next iteration.
Yeah, like let's go play Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. And we played this game that was set in a, like, I guess, haunted theater. Mm-hmm. And this game haunted me for the next 30 years. Like, we never finished it because those puzzles are really, even as an adult, you have to have a really specific kind
of... each of those games, I feel like, because there was an Are You Afraid of the Dark, like... one of those, I forget what they're called, but it's real people and they like filmed it.
Oh God, the
you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know.
And it was one of those like point and click adventure,
yes,
like mystery games.
Yeah.
And we could never get past this certain point.
You're not talking about that one that was like really graphic and dark, right? With Phantasmagoria?
No, that's not Are You Afraid of the Dark. I'm talking about Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
I've watched playthroughs of like Phantasmagoria and Phantasmagoria 2, which, oh my
looks
God.
Like something.
Phantasmagoria is like legitimately like, holy shit, Phantasmagoria 2 is like this is what you guys did with the sequel to this? Okay.
Wait, I'm so shocked. And like, I love that you know about this thing that I have never spoken to anyone else aloud about ever.
Well, this is the thing, though. Remember that one summer, and it's actually the 20th anniversary.
Oh my God, the summer of 2006.
Fucking wild when you think about it.
I know.
Jesus.
We need to, I think we need to. We need to find a way to honor this.
There does need to be a something. Yes.
I think we'll play Resident Evil 4, the remake.
And that's what I was just going to talk. That was like, I remember you were like, I just found this new video game. Come over and try it. And we do it in your basement. We got, And it was Resident Evil 4. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize you liked these kinds of games. I love the Resident Evil games. Like, there was a lot in our friendship that was like weird in that way. Because it's like, why wouldn't we have said that we liked these things? Because we both knew we liked video games. I don't know if you had never played Resident Evil before, but I feel like you had.
I don't know. I think that type of game was new to me, and I don't even really know how it came across my radar. But you want to know something funny? I was just thinking the other day about how Steve said that one of the reasons he like messaged me on my old OKCupid profile from way back in the day.
Blast from the past.
It is a blast from the past. Is because I mentioned Resident Evil 4 on my profile, and he was like, I also love that game. Like, what if that game is the reason that we're friends and the reason that I married? All because of Leon Kennedy and his dumb face.
I love that game so fucking much.
It's so good. It's unassailable.
My friend. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, I forgot about that line.
I don't think, though, like, is... Because Salazar is the ultimate bad guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's the
or
little...
is it Lord Saddler?
Oh, it is Saddler. Salazar is the great guy in the castle.
Salazar is my fave.
I
he's
don't
the little man with the
know that
tricorn.
He's in that remake.
No, he is, but he looks really different. I was just reading about it the other day. It's just the thing. I'm sure the remake is good, but the original is perfection.
I'm also kind of like, we should just find a way to play the original, because the original is the perfect game.
I have it on the
Wii.
Oh,
you do? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
there we go.
Something else. Amazing. I have it on, just come over and
we'll do that.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah,
this
we'll,
summer.
Kick your family out of
we'll
the house.
We'll have a sleepover.
Yes.
We'll get a jug of Carlo.
Oh, Jesus. That might kill us at this point.
I know.
We might have to go dancing at like Beauty Bar, which we just need to kind of do.
Or karaoke at Sidekicks. Oh. This is my, if you want to talk to me about my like pop culture moment, my pop culture moment right now is that karaoke is going to save the world.
No, we have, I think you've done it like 3 times in the last like 2 months.
Yes. And I got a karaoke machine for my birthday that we
set
up today.
Amazing.
Yes.
And we have gone with our buddies Sass and Christy a few times, and it has definitely turned into like Broadway show tunes evening.
Yes.
And like 90s like gloriousness with some has been thrown in there, because when Sass and I realized that was there, we're like, sorry.
No, sorry. We're here to fully dork out.
And it was like that first time we went, I just remember like leaving. I'm like, I don't think I've been this happy in, I couldn't even express how long.
No, I know. You like put your hand on my hand and you were like, this is making me feel like everything is going to be okay. And then I was like, it's been like 10 years since I felt like that. And you're right.
Yeah. And we were all in like our pretty dresses and we all looked so good. And it was just like, because our buddy Sass bought this, like flapper dress.
Yes.
And
oh my God. She
was
so
like,
good.
She's amazing. And she was like, I'm going to go kind of glam. And I was like, oh, I just found this like ancient dress of mine that is all like sequins, like these light blue like, fuck yeah, man, let's go into it. And it was just, it was so fun. We closed the night out with Tonight. And I was like, I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, I legitimately think this is the happiest that I've been in a really, really, really... Because it's been
It's been a dark decade, dude.
And we don't have to get into it because
if
you listen to this, you know.
You know.
And it's just been like, find your joy where you can. And ours is... Because essentially this place was like, here's a giant computer screen. And you can just find, if it's the name of the song, karaoke on YouTube, you can sing it.
Yes.
And that was a beautiful fucking thing.
They did not have anything that we wanted.
Right.
Which I was kind of surprised by.
Same. We sang a duet decades in the making. We did The Confrontation, which I have wanted to do in karaoke for I can't even tell you how long.
Also, I really felt like we both nailed it. Like, I sang a bunch of songs that night and I feel like I did, like, okay. But
we've had
that
a lot
one,
of practice with that, to be fair. We had to restart it.
Yes, we did. But like, just like
but
my,
once
my
we
chest
got in,
voice was coming out.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. Because there are a few times where it's like, oh, I'm like completely off pitch and this is terrible. And it doesn't matter because I'm with my like dearest friends. But it is still like, oh, I wanted to do that better. Oh, that's annoying. but
right out the gate.
No, right out the gate, it was perfect. And I think there is video of that.
There is. Yeah. God bless Saz, man. She took the video.
So good with, I'm so terrible about taking pictures and shit, but they're very good about grabbing pictures of stuff.
That was truly a magical evening.
It really genuinely was.
Like, it transformative.
Yes. And then we were able to, like, recapture it, like, a month later.
Yes.
For your birthday.
Yes. And I was worried about that.
So was I. Like, because you, it's like going to, like, oh, that same house party. It's like the same house we had that great party at. But is it going to be the same combination of people? Is it going to be the same combination of vibes? Is somebody going to drink a little bit more and then get a little, like, morose?
That was me. Well, I didn't get morose. No, you were fine. I just got sloppy because it was my birthday.
Well, who gives a fuck? That's fine.
But I felt like the hour-long Uber ride dampened the vibe.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we got there. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
That was rough.
That was rough. Like, I've never been stuck in a cab for that long.
Yeah, that was long.
Yeah. But then, and so then, in between those two iterations, my mom group of friends and I went out for karaoke. And this was, like, our first time going out as, like, a posse. Like, we were, like, rolling six deep, which I never do in my real life.
That's great, though.
But it was great. We went out for nibbles and fancy cocktails. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Sidekicks. And we walked in and I was like, shit, I'm not drunk enough for this. Like, it was, like, the big dive energy that I haven't experienced in, like, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a beer and the crowd was so supportive and so multi-generational. And so, like, it was just this beautiful microcosm of Chicago. There was this, like, giant family next to us, like, with grandmas and teenagers. It almost looked like a graduation party.
Oh, I love that. Continued that the party. We went to a second location.
Yes. But then there were all these, like, Gen Z kids in their cool outfits. But they knew all the words to all the 90s songs. Like, it was so beautiful. Like, honestly, I was so moved. And I was like, this is all we need, guys, like, to lift up our voices together in song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, maybe this is why people go to church. I don't know. But
karaoke is better.
Karaoke is my church.
Absolutely. I was talking with one of my neighborhood friends today, and I was telling her about the mom house party
mm-hmm.
that we've been kind of talking about. And I do think we just need to pull the trigger on that.
Yes.
This is the thing we have to do. Yeah. It's over by 10. Everybody can just go to sleep and it'll be fucking great.
Yeah.
I think I've read like one book in the last, like, I've been mainlining a lot of fic, which is just kind of the way things go for me.
You know how in Arrested Development, Lindsay is like, I don't want to blame everything on 9/11, but I don't want to blame everything on our current political climate, but it's really hard to maintain the kind of deep focus and engagement that, like, last year I read Madame Bovary. I don't think that I could manage that this year.
No, I've read a book. I read the new Wayward Children, and I did enjoy it, but I am just like, I need my comfort stuff where I don't have to think super hard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I also think, though, I was doing that thing for a while there where it was like, oh, I've set a goal for myself of 70 books this year.
That's optimistic.
I have to read 70 books this year. And I think I just burned myself out.
Yeah.
Because
then,
like,
you're reading for, like, the wrong reasons.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, that's fucking, why are you doing this to yourself? So I think I'm in the process of resetting.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple novellas upstairs that I genuinely am interested in, like, checking out. It's just a matter of actually sitting down and, like, diving in.
What do they call that? The activation energy required to start a new book? Like, I have this book and I chased it so hard. There's, like, one copy in the entire Chicago and suburban systems.
Oh, wow.
And I was having a hard time finding, like, an ebook copy. All I could find was a pirated copy and I didn't want to pirate it. And then I finally tracked down a copy and I worked so hard to get this damn book. Have I touched it since then? No.
Oh, the other book I read. I did read Joey Beatty's book because...
Of course.
Obviously. The fuck was that shit called? It's sitting right over there. It's Not a Cult. There we go.
Did you love it? Like, unreservedly, a 10 out of 10?
I really enjoyed it. I don't know that I would give it a 10 out of 10, but I did enjoy it. I would like you to read it because I'd be curious what you think.
I think I'm going to feel like it's a little precious.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit, but I would still be interested to see what you think.
Yeah.
Because you're completely outside of the situation.
Yes.
Because most of the people I know, I mean, you can't trust what people say online in those Witcher circles, especially because Joey he is treated like a precious, like, we have to protect the little baby. He's not an actual, like, grown ass. People are fucking weird, Sheila.
That's weird.
And it's really annoying.
Fandom spaces can be weird.
Fandom spaces can be weird. And it is just like, no, he's a grown ass man. He's fine. If you didn't like his book, he doesn't care. You paid for it. He got money.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. And I can say, like, yeah, you bought a copy. I don't fucking care if you read it. I don't really care if you liked it. Whatever. Because I did write a book. We talked about it. It's called You Were Always Magic. You should buy it. It's good.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Just buy it. I genuinely don't give a fuck if you read it.
But you should read it.
You should read it. I think it's pretty solid. Yeah, no. Fandom spaces. Fandom can be the greatest fucking thing in the universe. It can also just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? What are we doing?
It's just weird. It's weird to me when there's like a mismatch between how, like, what you would expect from the fandom of the property and the actual fandom. Like, mm-hmm. some things you would expect them to be kind of wacky, and other things yeah. you would expect them to be mature and normal, and they're not.
It depends. It really does depend on what the property is. Like, the younger you skew, there's a lot of idiocy out there. But even with some of the older stuff too, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can't really like paint anybody with too broad of a brush, but yeah, sometimes it is, though. You run into those younger ones and you're just kind of like, what?
You're giving the good squint.
Yeah, the old lady, like, what are you talking about?
Like, cop on.
Right.
Cop on.
Exactly. Tighten up. Yeah. Stop being a child.
My other pop culture delight has also been via you. You introduced me to Game Changer.
Oh,
on a delightful night when we had
so good,
Trader
isn't
Joe's
it?
Egg rolls, which is my other,
fuck yes.
you know, deep pop culture darling.
We just had
right
some
now.
Of those. Go get them. They're the greatest fucking good. Thing.
Why are they so good? But Game Changer, Sam Reich.
Perfect human being.
Perfect human
like,
being.
Like, if I found out he was a monster, that would break my fucking heart.
I sometimes, because I know that his dad is Robert Reich and he's politically involved, mm-hmm. I get nervous. But as far as I can tell, Sam Reich is immaculate.
His dad
seems
like he's very on the right, correct side of things.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, he's on, like, Tumblr. It's hysterical.
I read an article by him the other day. I was like, oh, you're
bro,
Sam's
yeah,
dad.
he's good. I think he's on the correct side of things. I wouldn't expect I would agree with him on everything.
No.
But Sam Reich also, like, they do profit sharing. He seems to be a very fair boss. They pay for auditions. He seems to be doing it the correct way.
Yes.
And the show, Game Changer, makes some noise. You also need to watch Smarty Pants.
Okay.
So it's, they do, you know that like thing where sometimes you'll get together with your friends, we've never done this and I think that we should, and you do like a PowerPoint presentation on like something?
Yeah, I got invited to one of those.
Oh, I want to do this so badly.
But I was like, I don't, what would I, I don't
oh,
understand.
Anything. Literally anything.
Okay.
Resident Evil 4.
Like,
yes.
Buffy, like,
yes. Why okay. this is the greatest show and you should watch this.
Oh, fun.
It's that kind of shit.
Gone.
And that's the show. And uh-huh. they usually have three people, and it's folks from the verse.
The sphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get your Jake Wyzocki has been on
oh,
there.
Oh, love Jake.
I adore. Like, oh my God.
His Zach Oyama?
Was, I believe Zach Oyama has done it.
Who's my other? Brendan.
Brennan. I don't know that Brennan has done it yet.
Oh, he's probably busy.
But, ooh, get him on season three. But what's Jake's is who is the, who would be the best cryptid to get, like, it, to have in like the smoke circle, and it's
oh,
it's amazing.
That's such a good question.
It's so good, and it's like shit like that. And it's one was this is why you should have a food captain when you go out to eat.
Oh my God!
Like somebody's in charge of like the communal ordering.
You
obviously.
You.
Like when Bob and I went to that restaurant I was telling you about when we were on vacation, I was like, "Is it okay if I food captain?" He was like, "Absolutely." I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you laugh.
I'm sorry, I'm almost doing a spit take because I just love the idea of a food captain.
No, it's brilliant because it's like, you know, sometimes when you do go out and everybody's just kind of talking and it's like, okay, what are we going to have? And it's this constant conversation. And
yeah,
it's
figure
like,
it out.
Let me figure it yeah. out. You guys keep talking. I know what everybody likes. Let me just get it. And then we don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Ooh, that brings me to my next pop culture. I guess I have been engaging more with pop culture than I thought I had. I thought I was like living in a shell. But Shoresy. Have
oh,
we talked about Shoresy
no,
on this podcast?
I don't think we have.
Okay, so I loved Letterkenny, which we have talked about on this podcast. But Shoresy is a spinoff that was
have
created.
Have we talked about Letterkenny on this podcast?
Briefly.
Okay.
Very briefly.
Because Bob has watched both because he was yelled at by some ultra running friends and was like, you have to fucking watch this.
Yeah.
And I have caught episodes and I was like, oh, okay, I see why.
It's really good.
It's pretty solid.
I think so. Letterkenny, I think, is a really, really smart comedy masquerading as a dumb broad comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Shoresy.
That's kind of my favorite, though.
I know. Like, I don't like to
secret,
tell you things because then I know you're not going to watch them.
I love that this is like this is in my bio on my on the You're Watching It Wrong website. It was like, if you tell me to watch something, I'm just not gonna do it.
No,
so you have to like find a way to like get Mercury in retrograde and like have like the perfect alignment of whatever yes. the fuck for me to be like, hey, you know, I'm gonna finally check that shit out.
Like, I know that you're gonna love Letterkenny.
Oh, I've seen it. Episodes. I have enjoyed it. It's just I'm not gonna like, I don't know that I'd sit down and watch the entire thing.
There's a lot of it, but I will say I think Shoresy is even better. Shoresy is
it's the hockey one, right?
It's a hockey one, which is it's a hard sell for like people in my circles because it presents as hypermask. In a way that's like, okay, that's a lot of lingering shots on like 20 hot women in bikinis mm-hmm. like parading out of these guys' bedrooms.
Yeah.
But there was a really funny bit. I'm going to be a little crude on our podcast.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be crude on Maine. The most recent episode I watched opened with like, he comes home and he walks into all his different roommates' rooms and they're all masturbating like in their different ways. And he's like, everybody come here, like this guy fucking is on his hands and knees, what the fuck are you watching, dude? And the guy's like, he has like a Newfoundland accent, like the guy who's watching the porn, and he's like, I'm just watching like try on haul video like because that's where like women are at their hottest. And then, I don't know, like it was just like the way that I mean it was crude and very like you can see
but that's
blushing,
like that's but clever, like that's funny.
It was so funny and endearing. This show is, and I think like the main character, Shoresy, and then all the different men on the team, but Shoresy in particular, like, he cries. He's a very, very emotional man. He's very, it's a treatise on contemporary masculinity in a way that, like, presents as one thing, but is very subversively another thing.
And we need stuff like that.
Yes. I was talking about this with one of my, not a teammate, like a person that I had only met. They were like fostering with our league for that week.
Because you're still do roller derby.
I still do roller derby. And like roller derby is very queer mm-hmm. as a space. And so like this person and I were talking about how like it's such an antidote to toxic masculinity that it's tonic masculinity. But it's a hard sell because it looks and sounds like on the surface, it just looks like another like
a dude bro show.
Dude bro show. Sure. Exactly.
Which I can get into a dude bro show. Like if you want something sure. in the background that you're not really like, don't give a fuck about. Also, I want to do more with your perfume loving derby friends. We need to like.
Yeah, we should do. And then also my friend Jana wants us to like profile her and find her a scent. So if she could come to our next absolutely. Like try on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Just like next time we hang at your house, just have her come over. And we
yes.
can be like,
she lives 5 minutes away.
I
so.
Love this. Yes.
Easy.
Or let's take her to MERS or something.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I would like that for her.
Yeah. So she can like get that whole like experience.
Like what we get a sense of what she likes and exactly. then we can build her a
oh, I like that. Yeah. yeah. So we can have that. Then we can like take that back and then we can kind of. I love this.
Yes.
Same. How can we make us like make money off of this? Like scent profiling people.
Well, I think we'd be competing with some people that we know and love in that space. Like Anna.
That's fair. Oh, that's true.
But
that's
honestly, true. Boutique, like custom. Like you and I were talking earlier about how amazing it is to go to a master of their craft and be like, make me the best cocktail you can
yes,
make me
or
absolutely. Help me find an outfit for this event mm-hmm. or just like do your expertise at
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Help me with your expertise because yeah. I value expertise. I'm yeah. like, you know. Everyone
it's exciting
now.
To watch people.
Well, and there's something too, like you've taken so much time to master this and all the little intricacies that I'm probably not even thinking about. Like
yes.
absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Because
I do
it at me.
Yes. I do that for work and I enjoy it so much. And I see people respond to it and I love to take off that hat and walk out into the world and be like, do your magic on me.
Exactly. Exactly.
I trust you. It's an act of radical trust. I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Well, because I think we need more of that.
Yeah.
Like one thing that's really been annoying me. And I just and you see this in a lot of like indie creator spaces and just I know someone like this who it's automatically thinks the worst of everything mm-hmm. and everyone. And it's like you see this with a lot of indie creators in kind of diving into the has-been of it all a little bit more. And I've started watching The Amazing Digital Circus, which is also created by I believe Gooseworks is either female presenting or female. I'm not 100%. People are so shitty to female creators.
Oh yeah.
And just automatically assume the worst of everything. And it's like, Why are we doing this?
Well, because it's been consciously weaponized against us.
Well, and we just hate women, right? As, yeah, as a society. But it is just like, this person is making something that you, like, purport to love and enjoy. And they aren't doing anything to hurt anyone or being an asshole. And it's just like, why are we dogpiling? Like, what?
Also, just angry at creators makes no sense to me.
I don't get
they have given you a gift. Unless it's George R. R. Martin. I'm still mad at him.
Well, and it's like, but what have you done? You've disengaged from the property and you're not, like, sending him death threats or being, like, shitty about him online or, like,
yeah,
like, we have our discussions, but that's us doing that in the privacy of our homes. Right. It's not hurting anybody.
I'm not foolish enough to think that I am personally entitled to.
No, exactly not. You did something that I didn't enjoy. Okay, I'm just not going to engage with your brand anymore.
And the only reason I'm upset about it is because I love you so much.
Well, the heart was broken.
The heart, you broke my heart. Exactly.
You knew it was you, Fredo. You broke my fucking heart.
It's how many years has it been? Holy shit. 7 years since the finale aired. So probably like 15, almost 20 years since the first episode premiered.
Oh, I don't know if it's that long.
2010, 2011?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Christ. 16 years?
Just shut up, Sheila.
Sorry.
I know it's been like 15 years since the last book's been published.
Wow.
But I'm also just like,
I mean, I'm over it.
Here's the thing. I can't go back and read all of those books again because that's what I would have to do.
Yes.
And I'm just not going to do that.
No, life is too short. You've taken too much from me.
And I will repeat, like, view. I will repeat read. I'm not doing that with those.
I don't know. Honestly, if the sixth one came out and suddenly the world was afire about it again, I think
the world's going to be afire anyway because it's like, oh, fuck, you finally wrote it.
But I think people are out for blood. Like, I think when it comes out, even if it is good, especially since it's the penultimate one, I think people are going to hate it no matter what.
This is the other thing. There's still supposed to be one more after this.
Who
knows? We don't know. Like, I honestly don't know.
I would just put it in someone else's good, capable hands. We don't have to relitigate George.
We don't. We've done this so much. I just don't care anymore. But the whole point is I'm not going to, like, make it my entire personality to, like, anytime this man rears his head anywhere to, like... It's the same thing with The Witcher TV show. Everyone is so shitty to Lauren.
People really hate that show.
And it's like... If you don't like it, why are you engaging with
right.
this?
Right. Hi, I didn't like it, so I don't watch it.
Right, exactly. And go about your fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally millions of other things to go watch.
Well, and also, if you have anger, you can put it in a useful place.
Or
and
how about make a change in the world. Sheila, Sass and I have been talking about this. Let's direct the anger, like, in the correct, because there's a lot to be angry about.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the lady didn't adapt the book series I like in the way I felt, like, it should be done.
Get a real problem.
Really, bro? Like, relax. Like, we got to a point where when this last season aired, I was sick of it. So I was like, I'm home. My kid's at fucking school. It was before I started working again. It was like, yeah, whatever. I'll be in these Instagram comments yelling at these fuckers.
I don't fight with people on the internet.
I'm not even fighting. It's just kind of like, okay, what do you care then? Why are you here?
But don't you, by saying that, don't you make that like on... Like,
Sheila, I can count on one, I think one person ever like re-engaged. No one ever came back with anything.
It's probably bots.
I mean, it probably is, but it is just, it's like, it's just so, it's stupid to me. I don't understand it because I'm just like... I don't have enough time in the day to engage with all the media that I want to engage with.
To enjoy the things that I enjoy.
And
why would I waste my time?
It's how we were talking about, you were watching The Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
Like, you went back. And I was just like, that was a great time and a place. But then once everybody became the angry white man screaming at the television screen, it was like, this is stupid. I don't want this. Where's my, like, hour and a half long Lindsay Ellis video essay. Give me that.
Yeah, can we just love things? This is like, Steve said a rare nice thing about Pearl Jam the other day where he said it was like, it's not Eddie Vedder's fault that like the nu metal movement arose, but it is because Pearl Jam existed.
Oh, interesting. I never thought of that.
And I feel the same way. Like, I enjoy...
I enjoyed myself some nu metal. I had some fun with that.
Really?
You didn't like any nu metal, Sheila?
No.
Come on.
No. I'm sorry. Like... Literally name me a good nu metal song.
I'm not going to sit here and say any of them are good. That something doesn't have to be good for you to like it. You weren't singing along to All in the Family. Come on.
Okay, I don't want
to
talk about that.
Come on. All right.
But I will admit this. The other day.
She's turning red, folks.
Oh my God.
She's a dirty liar.
I can't feel it. The other day I was driving home from practice and that Papa Roach song came on that's like, you know, suffocation, no breathing. And I was like, oh, I can sing along to this. But then I was like, oh, that was the fun part. And it was 5 seconds and the rest of this song sucks.
I mean, I'm not a huge Papa Roach fan, so, but I feel you. But yeah, when they hit that first part of it, you're like, ooh, okay.
Like, that was fun.
Yeah, this is, I'm in the right mood for
this. Oh, but the other day we were at the pet store and I saw, you know, all the birds had like their favorite songs written on their little cage. And I was like, that's cute.
Hysterical.
Oh, this bird's favorite band is Linkin Park. Fuck that bird. And the bird's name was Chester. And I was like, okay, teenager who works here, like, you're clearly editorializing this bird's favorite.
I think Linkin Park is better than you think Linkin Park is, but that's fine.
Okay, I have a big problem with deliberate misspellings in band names. And I know that's a me problem. I do.
That's very specific.
Because it's stupid. It's like a microcosm of our culture of ignorance. Okay, I listen.
Wow,
I didn't.
I wasn't expecting that one in the chamber. Okay, we will get to like reading of Sheila's story in a few minutes here, people.
I mean, I think that's all my pop culture things. The only other thing that was really notable that I read was Madame Bovary, but that was last January.
Okay. We could talk about that next episode because we are going to record at least this one, or we'll do this one and another one at the very least.
Hell yeah.
Because we're old ladies now.
Oh, I'm committed now.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we said, we're just going to be sticking with Sheila's story and we're going from the beginning. And this is the beginning chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
which it's a long chunk.
Significant. Yeah. I think it's something like 40% of the story or something we said. So we've got a lot here. And then I will try and look for stuff that like works for this. I have been trying to get back on the Wayback Machine because I think I mentioned I had a fan fiction that I wrote when I was like 13, which I literally will not be able to look at you while I'm reading it. I will have to be like this.
You can turn away.
There will have to be a bag situation. I can't, like I said, I can't be saying Dragon Ball Z names to you while we're sitting here like this.
We've known each other for a long
time. I understand that, however. Though I don't think there's anything too weird in that one. Yeah, I don't think so.
We'll find out together.
I have to see if it's still in the Wayback Machine because I had found it, was like, okay, it's here if I need it. Didn't print it out like a dummy. And then there was some weird shit.
There was a purge of some kind for sure. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still there. I can go check. But yeah. Yeah. Erica used to write a lot of Dragon Ball Z fan fiction when she was chibi.
Well, we have a lot of exciting plans coming up.
We do. Yes, indeed. So we are around for the long haul, folks. Shall we delay no longer? She was very nervous.
I am.
I don't understand why. Because
I don't either. Because this is somehow more embarrassing that it's... The beginning scene is really bad. That's why.
Well, okay. But, I mean, Wolf Halleck with the trash can.
You're like, how do I say this to you?
No, just Wolf Halleck with the trash can. That shit was like... I have had moments. And we recorded that a very long time ago. And I just... Freshly listening to it, I will have moments just throughout my day, either at work or just at school at night, and just being like, I will stop and I will have that image in my head and the I Love Trash playing, and I will just have a little giggle to myself. So
the one that made me cry laugh in the parking lot of Jewel alone was when you were like, but who's gonna get his sword
and his John Lennon glasses? Yeah, I almost peed myself. I was laughing so hard.
I love that
his will.
We find each other so funny.
Because it's fucking hysterical.
No, it is. It's so good. Like, it's low-key so good.
Okay, so 40 minutes in, we're going to get to...
Well, that was a big catch-up.
It was a big catch-up. And again, we had lots of new stuff. We haven't been around in a while.
Damn, that's twice as bad as the time we talked about Game of Thrones for 20 minutes.
I think we talked about Game of Thrones for longer than that.
It's
possible.
We talked
for a very long time. We were very angry.
All right.
Diving in.
Without further ado.
Oh.
Okay, so I feel like I need to help you understand that this first scene is super stupid. Okay.
So are we missing any pages? We're diving right in. This is the beginning.
We're diving right in. So I'll give you the context because it's like, what the fuck is happening here? She is unconscious and hearing voices.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Whingingly. You guys are so immature.
Whingingly.
Saucily.
Right from jump. Saucily.
No, this is, even for me, this is bad.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Etch-a-Sketch. Tartly. Saturn, just let him finish his story, would you?
And Saturn is Connor, you'll remember, yes?
Yes, okay, Mary Connortmas.
Mary Connortmas.
Snappily. Guys, I think there's something a little more important to worry about than a ghost story right now. breezily, Taylor, will you stop worrying about it? I think we should just leave her alone until she wakes up. The eldritch voices bandied back and forth through my torpid universe.
Because all I'm thinking of is the pile of dead girlfriend clothes. And how we were so close to Darcy being part of that.
Oh, God. Were there 5 speakers? 8? 11? Such arduous calculations tugged ruthlessly at my consciousness, and I cruised back through a swarthy galaxy on my way back down.
Swarthy.
Swarthy. Incorrect usage of that word. Now, like I was saying before stupid boy interrupted me, Jared was resting by his campfire when he suddenly heard this raspy voice. Why? It demanded.
Okay, wait. Are we telling like ghost stories over her unconscious body?
That's literally what is happening right now. Yes. Okay. In the middle of the street.
What time of day are we talking?
Definitely nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah. Jared was resting. Oh, why? It demanded. What drives the man to kill? Hansen. Okay, so this was written in the 1990s.
Yes. No, I mean, did we ever establish that Taylor?
Taylor, not Tyler. Taylor.
No, yes, that's going to happen 15 more times. You're just going to have to deal with it. It is named for Taylor Hansen.
Indeed he
is. Yes, because Chibi Sheila was very about.
Yeah.
I feel like this is something we've established. This is established. Yes.
That, like, my entire romantic life has been informed by 2 men, Taylor Hansen and David Duchovny.
Yeah, I mean.
And for my whole life, I have been chasing one or the other of those archetypes. And we'll leave it at that. Saturn, you interrupt me one more time and my fist is going to meet your face.
Ooh.
I know. Tough guy. Anyway, so these voices were really freaking Jared out. It sounded like they were inside his head. He knew he was going insane. If only he could get out of the forest. If only he could find his tent. Sorry to interrupt again, but just to let you know, from this far away in the dark, it looks like your face is decaying. A bestial growl from the master storyteller. Then, civilly, okay, everyone, since Saturn is intent on harassing me so much, why don't we just forget about it? Anyway, I think she's about to wake up, telling ghost stories around a woman's unconscious body.
In the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street.
Like, any street in Chicago is going to have at least a car going by every couple of minutes.
Right?
Especially if it's in the neighborhood I'm picturing.
Like, I imagined this scene on my block.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like, cars are constantly going
constantly.
By. Like, you're not just, you can't hang in the street.
No. In a gang of people crowded around a downed woman?
Right,
absolutely
everyone's
got, not.
I would think there'd at least be like a little like...
like neighbors twitching the curtains.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
You'd think. No.
At least dial 311.
I don't know that 311 existed.
That's fair.
Timorously, I fluttered open my eyes. Hello, I babbled. A mere pixie of a boy swung his skeletal frame toward me. Hey, he responded sunnily. You okay?
Can we take that line again? A mere pixie of a boy?
Uh-huh.
Skeletal frame?
Uh-huh.
Sexy as hell.
Dakota is skinny, bordering on frail.
Oh, this is Dakota?
This is Dakota. Okay. They're all there. Yeah, fine. What's supposed to be wrong with me? Where am I? You're at my house. Okay. I'm Dakota Hounslow. He introduced himself.
Hounslow.
It's a good British name. Mm-hmm. Oh, I said, daunted by this knowledge.
Now, was that the name of an actor from a play that you had recently seen?
No, but it is very British. I think, did you ever see the show Keeping Up Appearances?
I've heard of it. I have
it's
never
really
seen
good,
it.
With Hyacinth Bucket / Bouquet and her husband Onslow. So I think I maybe was working with that.
There we go.
I'm Darcy Kennedy. Why am I here?
She wants to be a Kennedy.
I was thinking about that when I was driving over here and I was like, don't want to be a Kennedy anymore. Do you really want
to
know?
Yeah, that's been sullied forever now.
Big time.
Right?
Big time sullied.
Well, that's a shame. I do actually enjoy that song.
We talked about this. We can't talk about this again.
We talk about the same shit constantly. It's fine.
This is a part of our brand.
Exactly. It's the same 3 topics. Just.
Why am I here? Do you really want to know? Dakota shoved aside his stringy mane. While he was thus employed, I inspected his salient nose, electric blue eyes, and snaggletooth smile. Very cute. That's what's important right now.
No, right. I'm unconscious. Right? I've been knocked down. These, like, several men are surrounding me in this strange street in the middle of the night. Ooh! You cute! Oh, Darcy.
Oh, God. I'm sorry about my voice. I'm a little getting over being sick. I need to know, I insisted. Am I at the police station with these delinquents? I should hope not. Disgruntled, my bleary gaze ferreted out a somewhat alarming male menagerie. It is a harem. A cinder-complected bastion of sourness huddled in the corner, topped with a jet-black thatch. Who do you think that is?
It's got to be Jeremy.
That's Jeremy.
There's no way that's not Jeremy.
That's Jeremy. Towering next to this seer specter was his total antithesis, the irenic, almost effeminate, yet exquisitely attractive man whose hazelnut hair dusted his shoulders. Completely stupefied me. Dang, but that was one sexy guy. Oh, I'm dying inside.
No, but here's the thing. This is great because, like, the ending, I know we talked about this, but it was like, this is supposed to be wish fulfillment fantasy.
Yes.
Don't take a drink yet. Okay. And I don't want you to spit it up everywhere. And it's like, that was the most grim, bleak way to end that shit. Because it's like, oh, we're talking, like, go listen to the episode. It's fucking hysterical.
But, like, I think I thought that tragedy porn was the sexiest thing of all.
Sure.
Like, unrequited or unfulfilled.
Oh, who doesn't like a little hurt, no comfort? Good shit.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Ooh, hurt, the tasty no stuff. Comfort. Give me the angst. But, you know, give me the description again. What was the word?
Effeminate?
No, I know what effeminate means.
Hazelnut? Irenic?
Yeah. I don't know what a hazelnut is. Irenic. What the fuck is that?
I literally don't know.
Oh,
I
okay.
think it means, like, I think it comes from, like, Irene, the Greek goddess of peace / rainbows.
Oh.
Honestly,
there's a
unclear.
Goddess of peace and rainbows.
Yes.
That's rad as shit.
It is.
Why don't we all know about that?
I don't know. I need to do a deep dive on this.
This is great.
And get back to you.
Absolutely.
Irene.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Irene.
I staked his age at roughly 20 years old.
Ooh.
Besotted with this new vision.
Still not legal there.
Nope. Still statutory
baby
rapist.
Baby child.
I barely skimmed the next candidate for my appraisal. A veritable.
The next candidate for my appraisal. We have just, like, come back to consciousness.
Like, what happened to me?
Right.
Did I? Yeah.
Why am I lying in the street?
Well, I guess they're not. I thought that that was where we were, but I think they're at Dakota's house.
Oh, why am I in this strange
worse,
man's
maybe
house?
Even worse,
yes, even
yes.
worse. I've been dragged to a second location. Bad.
Exactly. But it's fine because these guys are all
they're
really
all
hot.
Cute, so it's cute. Okay.
A veritable iced cappuccino of a man with several quips harbored behind his lips.
How fucked and clever did you think you were when you wrote that?
I think
a veritable iced cappuccino of a man.
Like, first of all, what does that mean?
That's, you don't really, like, you can't, like, ice a cappuccino. That's going to be like a latte situation. They do the cold foam
they
now.
They have iced cappuccinos. Do they not? Isn't that what a frappuccino?
Well, a frappuccino is blended, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And, like, if you're going to put ice in, like, a cappuccino, that foam, like, they do the cold foam now. That's, like, a newer kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's, they're doing that. Yeah, I guess that is on an ice drink. I haven't been to a Starbucks, and I couldn't even tell you how long. Cause
good for you.
Fuck them forever. But, yeah, no, like, an iced cappuccino, like, it's a frappuccino, but that's blended, and that's more of a, that's a Starbucks thing.
I was very into the little bottled ones.
Oh, yeah. Like those were fucking great.
They were fucking great. Can you still... I think that'd be too sweet for me now.
You can get them, but we were... My house was always like, it has to be like the diet version of it or the light version.
I didn't know they had those.
Oh, my. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And they were disgusting.
Yeah,
so,
that's not where you want to
tighten
the belt.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think what I envisioned with an iced cappuccino of a man was probably like frosted tips. I don't know.
I mean, that would kind of like jive with the era, right?
Like the sprinkle of cinnamon. Like, I literally have no, I don't know. Like,
with several quips behind his eyes. Who
behind
is this?
His lips.
Behind his lips.
This is Ivan.
Ivan.
AKA Dave. Okay. Previously
what
known
an
as Dave.
Odd change. He was Dave, now he's I like.
Well, they were all like Tom and Chris and Dave. Mm. And then I was like, that's not exotic enough.
Dakota.
We need
Saturn.
Ivan. Saturn and Dakota. The epitome of 90s culture sashayed up next, arrayed in distressingly low-riding denim somethings, chopped impractically halfway between shorts and jeans, plaid flannel overshirt, and a feathery hair of umber yanked back in a slipshod ponytail. I love how I gave all these boys long hair.
Oh, because, like, what?
That was my thing.
Yeah. Obviously.
And it still would be my thing, but nobody's doing that anymore. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we really don't, right? Like, oof.
Well, we're in our 40s now. Like I don't
the
know.
Longer hair and like the artfully like scooped back like man pony. Like, yes, please.
Yeah, nobody does. Everybody does man buns, but that's a different signifier.
I like don't hate a man bun. Like, I'm fine with a man bun, but I would prefer a man pony.
I think that a man bun looks good, but I think like it signifies something that doesn't like jive with my, like, it's like Russell Brand is like a man bun guy.
Okay.
I think like man bun guys are guys that you, it's like a red flag a little bit.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not out there on the scene. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
But like a man with long hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Tagging behind was a poor sign, little leprechaun.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. You know who it is.
There he is. Who was this? That was Ivan, was the other one.
No, Ivan was the iced cappuccino.
Okay. Who was the one after that?
Saturn.
That was Saturn. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's just like grunge boy.
Sure. And now you hate this young boy because he's not attractive.
Correct.
Okay.
He was, well, he's too young to be attractive. He's 12. Okay. That's not sexy.
Even though he's closer to your age than the others. Sure. Sure.
A poor sign, little leprechaun.
Poor type, sign.
Liberally sprinkled with freckles and blessed with Irish red locks.
Aw.
Who are these delinquents? I inquired tactfully. Dakota sighed. That one over in the corner is Jeremy. Jeremy Hardwick. Jeremy did not speak. He just snarls. The 16-year-old stripling hesitated, wallowing in discomfort. He's the one who jumped you. This pithy gem hurled me from my suffocating nest of blankets. What? I shrieked tempestuously. Easy, Dakota mollified me, seizing my arm. Jeremy committed himself to a laconic grunt. He didn't mean to. He'll explain. Jeremy snarled an unintelligible.
How does one accidentally didn't mean to
exactly
jump someone.
Exactly. Like, sketchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Skeptical the podcast.
Sus.
Very sus.
As the children say.
I like that one. That one, like,
I could get
works
into sus.
Me.
Yeah. Because that was. Didn't that kind of come up through.
Among Us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I've never actually played because that was when people would be like, you should play this. You'd really like it. And I was like, fuck
no,
you,
I
don't
think. I think I would have liked it.
I think I would have enjoyed it too, but that's one that it has to be like a very specific group of people.
I think for me, it's too pandemic coded.
Oh,
at this point.
I hear that. No, for me, it's got to be like that perfect group of people. Like, you remember when we played the Battlestar Galactica board game?
Yeah.
And it was just perfect because we had the perfect amount of people. Everybody kind of knew each other, so you could kind of get a read on folks.
Yeah.
Bob was sitting there being like, you just got to nuke the Battlestar. It's a kindness.
And was he the fucking Cylon?
I don't think he was. He was just because Bob will just come in and just be like, I'm playing my own way, guys.
That was fun. I love mole games.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone was just talking to me about how they really enjoyed is it Secret Hitler?
I've heard good things.
I've played once or twice and it is a good time.
I want to have like a game night, but one where like where we're all like committed to it, kind of.
Same.
Yeah.
Yes. I would like to have like a proper like, yeah.
I think you have to do it kind of regularly with people who see each other a lot so that it doesn't just become like a social gathering.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Jeremy snarled an unintelligible curse at the ground, consulted his nicotine supplier for the moment. Okay. Then pinned a lackadaisical eye on me.
I forgot about he smoked the marijuana like a cigarette in the last one.
The pungent bouquet.
Sorry.
The malodorous.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The lackluster gaze which spit from his smoldering eyes scorched me. Wow, what? And I writhed unconsciously. Oh my God, he's so sexy. He makes me writhe with his eyes.
And that's not creepy at all in your like nest of languages. Who did we? No, you don't. We're gonna save who you would who the casting for this shit or like.
We've already been over this.
No. We said we were gonna save it for when the beginning was. We didn't actually go through it.
Oh, I see.
But we did mention it. We just didn't get into depth because I think we were pretty deep into like the end walk at that point. But that is a conversation I want to have, and we'll save it for the next episode.
Yes, I would like to, but I think we need to do a little talking in between podcasts because part of the problem, I think, is these guys are also young.
Sure.
And all the actors, even the ones that I knew from the 90s, were like 30-something.
I'm kind of fine with that, though. Okay. I just kind of want, like, what's the vibe?
I just don't want to end up with Jared Leto in this shit. You know what I mean?
That's completely fine.
That guy sucks. I wonder if, like, some of the guys from the Mighty Ducks.
Ooh, I should... Oh.
That's on our next like.
I do need to just like take Izzy through those like Sandlot, Mighty Ducks, D2. Mm-hmm. I don't know that D3 is as essential, but
no,
I feel D2 definitely is just built on the glory of the first one.
The crush that I had on Gunnar Stahl, the Icelandic skater, again with the boys with the long hair. The 90s were such a good time, man. Why can't we have that again?
I just appreciate the introduction. Well, actually, I was introduced to Queen before that because my mom was very into it. My Aunt Karen was also very into it. So they played it in the car a fair amount. So once it was in the movie, I was like, oh, I know that song.
Oh, so good. Okay. He took his sweet time prying open his mouth. I didn't know, Jeremy groused. Thought you were one of the Vipers. Really?
I also appreciate that you're kind of doing character voices.
I can't help it.
This is making me very happy. I also think it's deeply stupid that Wolf Halleck is in charge of the Vipers, and it's Wolf Pack is right there.
It's right there.
Little on the nose. Yeah, sure.
It's probably not subtle enough for a man like Wolf.
But like, I feel like Chibi Darcy could have gone with like the Greek word or like or the Latin word or something like that. Like, it is French words, the podcast. Like, we could have gotten there in some other way.
Le méchant loup.
Yeah, hell yeah,
the big bad wolf.
That's fucking like awesome. Let's go.
Didn't look at you, only what you were wearing. I don't got night vision anyway. You better not wear those colors around here or you're gonna get hurt. What?
I do forget that they're supposed to be like a gang because they're like
they're what the French call les incompetents. Yeah. Such a good line, right?
Oh, beautiful. We watch that movie every Christmas, and it's perfect.
It's the peak Christmas movie,
it's,
I think.
Perfect. Because it is saccharine, but in like a way that's like it's earned.
Yeah,
right?
Because
you're
think
also
so too.
Following with Catherine O'Hara.
Yes.
You know, I cried when I read about that one. And
I know.
That was a
I
rough
know.
One.
Yeah.
That was rough.
She was young.
She was. Oh, and just so good. So fucking
so
good.
Goddamn
and so
good
fucking funny.
In everything.
And like, since we follow her and you really get that, like, especially being a mom now, mm-hmm. where it's just like,
I teared
that
up
mom
a few times
guilt
during
that,
the movie.
Like, oh my God. Like, oh no, I like full on cry at the end now with like Izzy. And
I didn't
just
expect to. I was like, this is a dumb, stupid.
Oh my God. Or when the guy with the shovel reunites with his granddaughter at the end. Sobbing, Sheila. Tears coursing down my
like
cheeks.
Five times during
yes.
Home Alone.
Yes. Yep. This is where we're at.
Yes.
Now. It's rough out here, guys.
That's the thing. And then the next day I cried about like five other things that were not sad. And I was mm-hmm. like, what? Oh, I cried about Artemis, the moon, the all the women in the like
that
the situation
cool.
room.
We did actually get to see, like, we didn't see it go. We were in a bar, we were watching as we were down in Florida. And we saw a bunch of people out on like the patio. And I was like, what the fuck are they? And I'm like, oh shit, they might actually be able to see it. So we ran outside and we could see like the trail.
Which was
really cool. So
that's a once in a lifetime thing. I think that's very special.
Oh yeah. No, Bob was like looking and he was like, do you think I could convince your parents to give me the car for the day and drive down? We didn't end up doing that, but
it would be worth it, I think.
It would be pretty cool.
I'm sure it's a mob scene, but
oh yeah, I think it was bad because he had a few friends. He has a friend who lives down in Boca Raton, I want to say, mm-hmm. whose son went and watched and said it was like a nightmare getting out of there afterward, like 3-4 hours.
Wow.
In what should have been like a 45-minute like drive.
I mean, I still think that's worth it.
That like, I just want to get home, though.
Oh, yeah,
can't.
Trapped in the parking lot.
That sucks.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Gang colors, I managed to stutter. Yeah, he answered. Frigid, he pitched his cig nonchalantly to the floor and ground it out ceremoniously.
In the house.
He has no manners. He was raised on the street. Not in here, Jeremy, the sexy one chided. Jeremy's dusky scowl was overridden by the other man's seraphic glow. So the defeated sourpuss.
So seraphic, we're going like in the angelic.
Angelic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Retrieved his errant cigarette. It was not Jeremy, but Dakota who excused Jeremy's heinous crime. He's sorry. Oh my God. Breadcrumbs. Skirting a rainbow of emotions.
I've seen ships sail for less, baby girl.
Dakota hopped from indigo to a lustrous red. Okay. I'd better get us all introduced, he sparkled. This, he indicated with a jaunty wave, is Taylor Maris, the blonde one, the sexy one. Taylor
Maris. Where did the last name come from, Maris? Because I'm just thinking of like Fraser's wife.
It's close to like Latin for the sea.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
He's a man of the sea.
Triton of the Minnows. There it is.
The Minnows. Oh
there
my God.
It
there it is.
It's all connected.
It's all coming together. Carol. Taylor beamed at me. We have to talk about Pepe Sylvia.
I love how that's just like for general, like his kid gets to be like, oh, that's my dad in that meme.
Yes.
That's great. Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful.
It's perfection.
It really one of the finest genuinely moments. Is. And the smoking, he looks like a fucking crazy person.
He's
so good.
I love how he deeply falls into the roles that are like homages to movies, or, you know, like he does like the taxi driver thing.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah, like the Serpico just, thing.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Not
so
the taxi
fucking
driver.
Funny.
He's so good. Taylor beamed at me, then cast his eyes down tremulously as if he had overstepped his boundaries. Oh, he's shy.
Tremulous and tender, baby.
Oh, the Phantom of the Opera. Okay, it took me a second.
But you got there. That's I got all there. That's all that matters.
His reticent manner, I think you mean, piqued my interest to no end. That's Ivan Sarsfield. Ivan, the cappuccino man, rendered to his audience a theatrical bow, clasped my hand, and bubbled, "Charmed, m'lady," in a seasoned British accent, and puckered his lips soundly on my hand. I hate him.
This is like, we're a gang.
Well, you're going to love the next part, then.
Yay.
It's time for me to cry.
Yay. Okay.
The palms of the remaining two were cleaved fervently to a plastic Ouija board indicator. Gang seance. No.
Stop.
Oh, no. Nick, I don't know what's happening to me. Okay. Why does this happen to me like this? Why can't I just laugh without going straight to actual sobbing? Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait. So
we're doing a seance. We're telling ghost stories.
Like, the whole time, like, yes. They've been, oh, we're just, like, hanging out doing the Ouija board while we're doing this.
And then Jeremy rolls in with, like, the girl that he like, just knocked
guys.
Unconscious. Yeah.
Could you solve this problem for me?
And then he puts a cigarette out on the floor.
Like an animal.
It's no fucking home training. The one with the red hair is my brother, Shakespeare. Shakespeare? I said incredulously. Your parents named him Shakespeare?
Nah. I mean, that's the appropriate response to this. I'm sorry. What?
I'm surprised she wasn't like, oh, I love that name.
Oh, okay.
His real name is William, but we call him that because he's so smart. William grinned waggishly at me. The other guy, Saturn, Corey Saturn, he's Shakespeare's best friend.
Really?
And they met when...
Yeah, we don't really get that at all.
No.
So wait, Corey Saturn?
Corey Saturn.
So Saturn is his last name.
Yeah.
So then why did you change Saturn to... Connor.
Connor? I don't
Corey
know.
Corey Connor?
Because he used to be Corey. He used to be Chris.
Lots of C names.
Yes. And then we named him Corey because me and my friend Sophia went on a cruise when we were in, like, I don't know, sixth grade, seventh grade. And there was this really cute alternative boy with, like, airwalk sneakers and baggy jeans and, like, long Ooh. Hair. And his name was Corey with a K. And we, like, stalked him
oh,
all
see,
over the
Oh, see, Corey
ship.
With a K. The K ruins it immediately.
Really?
Bad.
Yeah. We thought it was so sexy.
Nah.
Like, I think had it been a C, we would have been like, all right, he's all right.
No, C has to be, no.
Nowadays, yeah, the K is off-putting.
Nah. I'm
back
off-put.
Then. I'm not feeling this 12-year-old. And they met when Saturn jumped Will. So you never know. Muggings can be quite a social event around here. Half-heartedly, he crafted a strangled laugh.
Like, if this is the way that they're just kind of, like, I don't understand how they exist still. How have they survived?
Right? Like, shouldn't you be out patrolling with your guns?
Well, like, right? Like, not this, like, look at us banter.
Makeovers
right?
And seances.
Like, what? Like, oh, I forgot about all the makeovers.
There's probably three more coming up.
Huzzah.
Well, I muttered astutely. Six punky swains who rescued me, in quotes, from the hazards of street life. Perhaps I owed them the refutation of my possible destiny as a chalk outline. Okay. Dakota, I murmured. Yes? How did I get here?
Well, that was my next question.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that.
Okay.
After Jeremy knocked you unconscious, he looked through your suitcase and he saw your stuff and he didn't think it was very typical of a gangbanger. So he checked your body and realized what he had done. So he found some car and took you and brought you back here. What do you mean found some car? I queried. Oh, well, he stole it. Borrowed it. I stole it. Jeremy said flatly. It's like Zach Oyama. I did it.
Joke sniper.
Shearing off the remainder of Dakota's discourse of righteousness. You guys steal cars? I tensed. If these derelicts committed grand theft auto all the time.
I'm still laughing like she's running away with like a full on suitcase.
Well, you gotta have your stuff, do you not?
I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on what kind of a situation it is, right? So read on.
Okay.
Read.
All right. Yeah, I know. We could get into that.
But. Yes, we could.
They were capable of myriad other infractions, especially those involving hapless young damsels. Like, oh no, there might be pinching. All the time, he replied, binding me with a stare of bafflement and indifference, the latter of which he seemed to have mastered. Where are your parents? I questioned virtuously. We don't really have parents, explained Dakota feebly. What a faux pas, it says.
It's the Wendy of it all. Wendy and the Lost Boys.
Wait. Oh, from Peter Pan. Okay, I went to the like Kiefer Sutherland movie for a second.
Which I don't know that I've ever actually seen.
It's pretty good.
They just made, it's like a musical now, which I think is weird.
Not everything has to be a musical.
This is exactly what I said. We don't have to make everything into like, every 80s property into some kind of new thing.
No, and I think it undermines the gravitas of things, even though like some musicals have a lot of gravitas, like Les Mis. I don't know. I'm not feeling that.
No.
Taylor aborted Dakota's next sentence, intuitive enough to sense that Dakota might have spouted fountains if he spouted any wisdom on the subject. I bet I was real proud of
that. I'm sure you were. You can feel the smugness coming from the page.
Yes, you can. Oh, Dakota and Ivan are brothers. Didn't know that. Me and Ivan's
parents. Yeah, I don't think I knew that either. Like, maybe it was said at some point, but.
No, that has never come up. As far as we knew, he was like...
Because Ivan then, he gets married to Ursula, right? And there's really no mention of familial connection between Dakota and Ivan that I can remember. We were laughing a lot during that episode, though.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, me and Ivan's... it's Taylor is talking. So I guess Taylor and Ivan are brothers? Weird.
That's even weirder.
Then you would think he would know where his fucking will is. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Because don't they have different last names?
Yes. Yes.
Which you can.
Yeah, like, you could.
You can, but.
Oh, maybe he just means like separately, this happened to both of us.
Okay.
But what he says is me and Ivan's parents moved out when we were 18. Like, that's not a thing that happens. Like, they leave you the house.
Your ass gets kicked out. Right? Yeah, yeah, like, that's.
Here's a house, baby child.
But we're in, again, this is a wish fulfillment fantasy.
Written by a 12-year-old.
Written by a 12-year-old who has no way of knowing the way the world actually works. So it's like, no, yeah, that's because it was the same with the wedding, remember? Where it's like, oh, they paid for it and they didn't come. Like, what? That's not a thing.
Where he stopped and did a Pearl Jam solo on the dance floor.
Dude.
Like, you know, the DJ is like, this is unacceptable.
Right? Like, I'm still getting paid, right? Fuck this forever.
Oh, my God. Dakota and Shakespeare's folks, they, Taylor coughed daintily, and Jeremy arrested his progress with a bloodthirsty tone. Tell it like it is, Taylor. Rude. Dakota's dad ran off when his mom had William. Their mom disappeared somewhere, probably ran off to Mexico when Dakota Coyote was 6. Saturn doesn't know about his parents, and he doesn't know how old he was when he started living on the street. Don't know nothing, concluded Jeremy sardonically. Aw. Oh, was all I could muster. Shaken.
So wait, Dakota and William are...
Our brothers.
They
which
are brothers. Is,
yeah, that makes
sense. Okay,
and I think Taylor and Ivan, both of them's parents just were just like here's a house. Arizona, here's a house. Yeah.
Because that's... Yeah.
Jeremy feigned innocence and counterfeited a perplexity when confronted with 6 gawking stares. What? He asked, feigning innocence. I think you just said that. She asked. She got her story. Dakota's shoulder slumped. It's true. All of it. I restrained my psyche's neurotic bidding to whisk Dakota into a sacrosanct embrace and mother him. Girl, you are 12.
It's windy. It's the windy of it all.
It is. It is. But I remained roosted on the couch, static, demanding several more bulwarks of dignity be bulldozed as a sacrificial offering to my fiery curiosity. Well, then, you all live together, or... Shakespeare piped up, severing his attention momentarily.
Okay, how much longer do we call this kid Shakespeare? Because...
I don't know.
Okay.
Not that long.
All right.
Because I know it's the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's like, it's the worst. Me and Dakota, no, he was perusing the Ouija. Me and Dakota live here because we're brothers. Taylor lives next door and Ivan lives near here down the block. And he works with Taylor, so he comes over all the time.
So wait, how did Dakota and William have a house?
Because their parents just disappeared.
Oh, they just left. Oh, they also left them a house. Like, do we know, like, mortgages and, like, taxes? I realize.
Fully paid off.
12-year-old, but yes.
I mean, did they have a mortgage in The Outsiders?
Yeah, I guess not. I always got the sense that that was more like, yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Mortgages, not the stuff of sexy fiction.
Not the stuff of sexy fiction, no.
Not the stuff of sexy harem manga fiction. He stays, Saturn, he don't have no home. He stays here with us. And Jeremy, I don't know where he lives. He just stays here a lot, that's all. Jeremy.
The Vipers, because he's got connections there.
And yet he can't tell, like, a 12-year-old girl from a gangbanger. Like, dude, get your vision checked.
Right.
Jeremy didn't edify us with any sort of commentary regarding this blatant statement. Well, where's my suitcase? I demand. That's what's important.
We have already added it to the dead girlfriend pile.
Over there, yo. Saturn indicated a cobweb-festooned corner with a jerk of his thumb as he gazed raptly at his board. My suitcase had been killed and gutted.
Again, like, why the Ouija of it all? It's like, just
what,
like,
kind of gang is this?
Well, yes, there's sleepover that. Sleepover gang. Right, exactly. Sleepover gang.
This is their gang name. The Sleepover,
the sleepover
Friends.
Sleepover friends. The Sleepover pals.
Clothes were strewn psychotically around the carpet. My purse appeared to be chastely unviolated. Why would... Okay. My toothbrush and toothpaste were lying steeped in romance together on the floor, worthless to the rifler of my worldly belongings. Eyes glossing over the mountain of laundry, I dived to disguise a bold and brazen bra, which perched atop the pile. Oh my gosh, who opened this?
Well, I mean, you gotta get a little sexy in there, right?
Right. You gotta know that I have... butting breasts. Right,
exactly. Like, well, because what, 16? No, 15 at this point.
She's 15.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I, as a 12-year-old, was like, bras, that's what a grown woman has.
No, but yeah, a 15-year-old be wearing a bra.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I think I was at 12.
Yeah, yeah. Bras. Yeah, I was trying to remember that. Like, I think I probably was. Yeah, I would have been too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, avenues which we do not
puberty!
Want to pursue. I did. Jeremy volunteered. Did you take anything? Yep, he affirmed, lobbing a mint of money to me. I love Jeremy. Here. Incensed, I snatched it and snaffled through the purloined prize. I was going hard on the alliteration from page 1 to 3.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Five tens, five twenties, $150. Such a paltry amount. That was a lot for the 90s, though. As I interred the transgressing lingerie in my suitcase, I quavered.
Well, because what are you doing with $150? Like, are you, like, what?
Right, or one night in a hotel.
If that.
One,
like, right.
So are you guys a gang or something? Or something, Saturn muttered jovially. Yes, Dakota sowed tristfully. We are unorganized, unofficial. Sullen black eyes.
So what, how do we become an official gang?
Well, you have to get matching tattoos.
Oh, that's very
important. You have to register with the gang
office.
That's
very true. That's very true.
Swimmy brown eyes, quirky brown eyes, widened blue eyes, naughty blue eyes, sweet green eyes that tickled my sensibilities. A gang. From my experience, from myriads of sunshiny videos in health class.
This is so very, very, very Wendy and the Lost Boys. Like, I did not expect that vibe, but that is so what
it
I'm
is.
Getting.
It yeah. totally is. It totally is.
Well, and Taylor? Taylor? Am I saying that right? It's not Tyler. It's
saying
Taylor.
What?
No, I'm just, he's just kind of like, he's not really active in this, which is interesting.
No, he has not said much.
No.
Which, it is.
That's why she fell for him. He was very quiet.
Mm-hmm. He's a man of few words.
Okay.
Still waters run deep behind those
John Lennon
eyes.
Glasses. That we haven't been introduced to yet, but I will keep bringing up.
Oh, so good. From avid presentations by rotund rookie cops in school, solemn caveats from the informed, not you, and from people who are unabashedly in the dark about it, not me. From what I knew, gangs mugged people, raped people, shot people, and killed in italics people. Packed guns. slaughtered innocents, incited
packed guns.
she's saying they packed guns.
Oh, okay.
We carried, like, they carried guns.
Right. Oh, they're packing. Yeah, all right.
They didn't, yeah. They're packed, exactly. Incited blood-drenched crossfire, scrawled swastikas, I guess some do, yeah. Tortured nemeses, haunted alleyways, ravished girls. Oh my God.
I think she's kind of into that though, right?
It's she's gotten a little
like Twitter worked up. Right, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in danger.
Oh no.
Oh no.
There's so many sexy,
what
dangerous
all are you going
men
to
here.
Do to me? And they're like, you're a baby.
I'm going to take you home.
Right.
But scrutinizing the smorgasbord of eyes that flickered languidly before me, I couldn't visualize those eyes blinking insouciantly as accompanying hands delivered a soul into oblivion. No, those eyes couldn't glaze maniacally as hands stabbed the injection mechanism on a syringe. Nor could the
this is a belabored metaphor, so bad, babe. Dude. That's pretty bad.
Appraise their abhorrent artwork in the cesspools of the city. A gang, I mused. You guys are a gang. Have you ever killed anyone? I interrogated them, subsequently wishing I hadn't. Dakota looked to Taylor, who looked to Ivan, who looked to William, who looked to Saturn, who had no choice but to look back to Jeremy's corner. Jeremy ripped his hand strikingly through his hair. I kill people and it's hot.
I think yep. It, like, ripped. It's more of a rake. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Rip is like careful, yeah. Dude.
So Jeremy has killed.
Jeremy has killed.
Jeremy has the bloodlust.
He does. Apathy vacuumed up all emotion. Jeremy ground another radiant ember into the floor. Stop it.
Stop ruining the floor.
So rude. And this time Taylor didn't chasten him. He got jumped by one of the vipers one night. His gun shot off. Killed the guy. It was an accident. He didn't do it on purpose. Dakota's suave intervention crackled with counterfeit haste. We've all hurt people.
So you didn't kill anybody. It was really manslaughter.
Yes, exactly. He had manslaughtered right. Someone. I mean, in fights and stuff. Dakota's half-hearted disclaimer trailed off. Quiet reigned with its virginal turbulence. Okay. I wriggled back into
very virginal. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
Don't violate my quiet. Into the venerated shelter of my dove gray sofa and teepeed my blankets around me. A wilting cornice and matching drapes obscured my view beyond this fishbowl with a sheath of Copenhagen blue. Mm-hmm. Saturn and William, or Shakespeare as I'd been instructed to call him, lolled indolently before an antiquated TV set, which apparently defied all the strictures of poverty. She thinks they're too poor to have
TV. No, she's that lady.
Holy shit. Oh.
Well, poor people shouldn't be able to buy ground beef. That's just really not fair. That's my tax dollars, and I don't think they should be able to eat that. Grade F, like, pork product is what they should be eating.
Several slovenly sleeping bags dozed haphazardly.
Sleeping
in a corner.
Bags?
Yeah,
sleeping
they all bags. Sleep in the same room together.
It is the sleeping bag gang, right?
It's yeah. The sleepover gang.
The sleepover pals. With a Z.
100% with yeah. A Z. It was the peak of the 90s. Jeremy, on a solitary throne, perched with a delicacy quite becoming to this human zombie. Behind him, a battered shelf vomited out countless tomes and board games. Because these guys love to read and play Monopoly. And Catan.
This gang. We have board game night.
They're a very well-read gang. And they have a regular board game night. And they only accidentally killed somebody one time.
Just the one time.
Makeovers 3 kills 0.5. The walls were painted a sloshy, streaky white, and the carpet was a scruffy exclamation of midnight blue. Taylor stood, a virile monolith, studying the wall intensely, while Ivan was intent upon his tented fingers. I probably thought that was really good, too. Mm-hmm. Saturn and William discerned the percolating tension and huddled over their mystic oracle. Dakota roosted at my feet, plaiting the shock of hair which swept just below his chin. Long hair.
Gotta have
we
long
love
hair.
It.
Very
they
important.
They all have it.
And well, and hot. If you're gonna be in a gang, you all have to have, like, a similar look, right? So, very important. Very
and
important.
And if you're in the sleepover gang, you gotta have long braidable
hair.
Tie
it all together, exactly.
Yeah. I drooled. So, hey, what time is it? 10:38. In the morning or the night? The
look glutinous- outside! What are you talking about?
Excellent point.
Because I'm picturing this in, like, your living room, so there's
yes,
those, like, windows.
Correct.
So, like, look the fuck outside, stupid.
Right? Open the goddamn blinds. Right.
Even if they were closed, you could still tell if it was 10:30 versus 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, it's an excellent point. I mean, she did just, maybe she has a concussion.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
The glutinous air trapped my stupid question, but it was sensible enough in context.
Was it?
Oh,
no. Was it though?
No, baby. No. Night. Ivan sighed out his melancholy. Thursday night. Jeremy jumped you yesterday night. You've been asleep most of the day.
You've been unconscious concussion. For like 24 hours.
Take this bitch to the ER.
Ooh, but this, ooh, Sheila. So this works towards your, like, this is all kind of like, she's had some sort of like brain trauma.
Traumatic brain event.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been like addressed. So this isn't necessarily like how she would normally act. So this is like,
or it's all a big hallucination.
Ooh, I like that as well.
Anything could have happened this day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any place I could go, like, to sleep or something? Go? What do you mean go? I have to sleep somewhere.
You should just sleep right here. With all six of us.
There's room in my sleeping bag. It's a double.
Ew, did you say that?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, ugh. Gross. No. I got it at REI.
I love how much you were totally bought into that.
Well, Sheila, come on.
I know. No, I think, like, there's no sexy stuff for a while.
Okay.
I have to sleep somewhere. Aren't you going to go back home? How can I? I snapped shrewishly before my fragmented consciousness hinted that not one of these street brigands knew my story. Ugh, I sighed. Maybe I better explain. Taylor nested himself Indian style, racist, and Ivan perched himself at a rakish angle on the arm of the couch.
To be fair, I don't think that
we didn't. It's always didn't been, know.
But we society in general and society. I mean, you hear cross-legged more than anything now, but
people call it crisscross applesauce mm-hmm. now. But it's like that one's like deep in my brain. That's yeah. I have to like consciously think about. Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn and William whisked around to better slurp up the surging words. Yes. Even Jeremy's canine ears perked up a mite, or so my mind embellished this action for the benefit of my blushing fancy.
So she's crushing on Jeremy. She is gonna, well, of course she's crushing on Jeremy, like tall, dark, and we're like fucking like putting cigarettes out in the hardwood floor. Bad boy.
Uh-huh, and he's a killer.
Exactly.
But an accidental killer.
But
a tormented killer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting to her? She's gonna tell this like long story.
Yeah. Do you want to cut it?
I think
at the end of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're coming up on we're over an hour 20 for this.
Yeah,
episode,
we should.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
There's one more sentence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dakota trained an intrigued gaze on me as I launched the tale.
I think that's a good cut.
Seems like
point.
A good stopping point.
Okay. How are you feeling? Because I know you were very nervous to start.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Weirdly sweaty.
Yeah.
I think it's from like the cry laughing.
The Ouija board was a little.
The Ouija board sent me for real.
Yeah, that was like, I'm sorry. Like, what? Like, why? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Maybe they're trying to talk to Taylor's dead friend that got murdered by
Wolf
Halleck.
Oh, right, because we don't know about that yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. All right, folks, so that's going to do it for this episode. We are going to launch into recording another one, so don't you worry, we'll have more content for you. So we will talk to you next time.
Bye.